There we go.
This day it still manages to feel longer every
It
time.
does, and it's especially funny because I feel like the last few times it's just decided to stop like halfway through.
Needs to
So
add another second.
yeah, exactly. I'm definitely not doing that on purpose, probably.
No.
Just gotta make the theme song longer.
Listen, it takes me back to the time when Pluto was still a planet.
And all of the grass was green.
Yeah. No. Well, that
Yeah.
was not
Better
all.
times, you know?
Better times. Better
I'm
times.
talking about metaphorical grass.
Yes. And the metaphorical planet.
My metaphorical Pluto.
Yeah. I mean, what even is a planet? Like, let's be
What
real.
even what is metaphorical when you could
What
be
is grass?
metaphysical? You know what I mean?
I'm not even sure what grass is. I mean, didn't they have like different types and stuff? How do you determine like grass from just like a small plant? Anyway, I rest my case.
How well, actually, I think you're onto something
I
here.
think
Not
we
to
have our
delay our
question. How
question,
many different species of grass are there?
but I feel like there are probably several spans like plant species that are really closely related to grass but aren't grass.
Well, okay, so I think before, wow, it's gonna be hard to look that up before. Listen, I'm just saying.
We need a grass related question.
Grass, yeah. No, that makes sense.
Okay,
Have any just sprouting off the top of your head? You see what I did there? Oh
look at you.
my God, yeah, I feel
How
so.
about how many different types of grass there are?
Isn't that what I just said?
Yeah, but I it's my idea now.
Okay, well, we might need to specify that. Let's
Yeah,
say
well,
how.
we like what how many species of grass? No, we don't need to specify.
Okay, you wanna just go grass.
We'll do a quick question pause and then,
Quick
wait,
question
first we
pause.
have to guess.
Oh yeah, you're right. Species of grass. Do
All right,
you wanna
you
guess
guess
first?
first 'cause I'm
Oh.
not I refuse to guess first ever again.
It's if we're going with like a loose definition. I'm gonna say 200.
200.
200, yeah, that's what I'm going with.
I'm gonna say a 150.
Okay, so let's see. It's an over under. Whoever's closer.
There we
Yeah,
go.
we're gonna pause this right here and learn a little bit about grass, not the illicit substance.
Okay.
I mean, I won
You did win.
because
That's
I
correct.
was technically closer at 200. For those of you who are curious, into the
Close, close
general
might not be
poll,
the right word.
well, closer to
Technically, not
100.
as far away.
11,000 to 13,000 species of grass?
Yeah, 11,500 was what I got.
Yeah, I got 11,500 to 13,000, so.
Oh God!
Which,
All, you know,
on a number line,
maybe
though.
we know too many different species of grass, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it was loose contact. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I still won. I never claimed to be the grass guru, but
I thought you were going to say galactic grass.
I should have. I had a stutter, but then I fixed it. I should have just rolled with it. So
Roll with it.
oh,
All right,
that's a
Gorp,
lesson.
who's going first?
Oh, you know what? I am I think I'm just gonna have to feed
Da-na-na.
off this grass energy right now,
Oh, you're gonna go first?
Yeah, I'm gonna go first
It's
because I feel
game
like that
time.
answer was so, so bad. I need to redeem myself. I should
All
know
right, Gorb. I've got my timer ready, so whenever you're ready, I've got a prompt.
the. Okay, hold on. Let me know when you're there, because I'm like, that's grass thing, you know. Gets you. You wake up in the morning, you think you know about grass, and you find out you don't.
And then grass comes around to haunt you.
Literally, it comes for you.
Speaking of which,
You don't know about grass. Grass knows about you. Anyway, you.
that's your prompt, Gorb.
What is
Your
it?
prompt is to tell us about the grass that haunted the town.
The grass that haunted the town. Okay.
Three,
20.
two, one.
Okay, 22:33 on the clock. The grass that
Correct.
haunted the town. Okay. So, as is my usual here, we're gonna get to zoom out a bit. So let me enter with the first scene, which is really the last scene. It's like one of those things, you know,
Oh, God.
one of those ones, you know.
We got
Are
to get something to build up the suspense.
literally. So camera pans in, there's like a vulture in the background. It's like, ah, you know, doing
Yeah.
vulture stuff.
Good tone setter, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that's how they do it. Like, actually, I don't know if they make noise. You know, I'm clearly not the nature person. You know, I thought I am at the beginning of this call.
I think your vulture noise was pretty close.
Good,
I'm
yeah.
guessing, but clearly neither of
We don't
us
know
knew
much about
much.
grass, and neither did the people in this town, because they're all dead. That's why the vulture's there.
Oh shit. Okay. Did the vulture say that out loud?
Well, I feel like a
It's
vulture just kind of,
symbolizing it.
yeah, it's like its presence, you know. And so there's like, you know, it's a town, smallish, mid-size, really. You know, like a large, small town, maybe like
Yeah.
18,000 year-round inhabitants. And
So pretty small, but not like the
it's, you know,
boonies.
it's a concerning amount of deaths, let's just say.
Yes.
You know, it's not something that I think the CDC or, you know, they you, like we're not just gonna like overlook it, right? Like,
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so,
was it found out about, or
well, I
do
mean, yeah, I mean,
Americans know? Or is it in America?
maybe, I don't know. Like, doesn't matter, they're all dead because of the grass. So, maybe it will matter. We'll find out. All
Well,
right, so that's
you gotta
that's
tell
the
us.
yeah, that's the end scene. We're going back to the beginning scene,
Okay.
which is
Bring us back, Gorb.
gonna bring us back. Oh, that town, let me give it a name.
Yes. Well, remember its name, nonfiction.
Yeah. And that is also a reminder to remember this name for when I circle back to that part of the story. So let me just.
Fort Minor, as Fort Minor would say, remember the
Yeah,
name.
that was the name of the town. It was Fort Minor, Minnesota.
100% reason to remember the name.
Literally. That actually sounds like it could be a real place, which it definitely is.
It is.
Anyway, not anymore because everybody dead, but you So that's Fort Minor, Minnesota. Like, let's say, you know, I don't know, year 2030. All right, we're going back.
Okay.
Going back
Not
in
too
time.
far off,
Not
although
too
it
far
sounds
off.
far
No,
off.
no. Going back in time. All right. It's now the year 2025, right? So it's
Yep.
5 years previous, right?
What month?
It's feeling like it's maybe like a late February, early March.
Ah.
Like it's
From winter to spring, if you will.
yeah. And we're like zeroing in. It's like I don't know, maybe it's like a suburb of New York that's like in like part of Jersey, you know, but it's like not too
Yes.
far from like, you know, the main city. Like you can commute, right?
Yeah.
But the rent's still pretty damn high. So yeah, not like
It's
you're
too
not
damn
really
high.
saving that much money. But so anyway, we're zooming in on this apartment, you know. It's shared by three guys.
Three guys.
Three guys. It's just three guys. And
Just three guys.
just three guys. We got Gary, we got Davies, and we've got Clark. All right.
Gary, Davies, and Clark. They
Gary,
sound kind of
Davies,
like
Clark.
Lewis and Clark to me.
Yeah, I mean there's three, you know, and it's an apartment in Jersey,
Sacagawea.
Louisiana Purchase. But you know, it's yeah, they're roughly equatable, I guess. Anyway, Gary, Davies, and Clark.
Yep.
So Gary and Davies, it's like noon on a Saturday. They're chilling. Like, you know, it's three guys. They've
Just
like got a
vibing.
decent amount of space. It's still really expensive though, because it's, you know, commuting distance, rent's too high.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, door swings open. It's Clark. He's coming in. He's like, "You guys are not gonna believe what happened to me." And he's always doing a lot, so they really don't pay him any mind. And they go back to, and they're
Like, yeah, whatever, Clark.
literally they're eating their cereal like, "Shut up, just like go away. We're still hungover."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Guys, ChatGPT stole my job."
Oh, it's happening.
Literally. And Davies is like, "Wait, weren't you a dental hygienist?" And Clark is like, "They're taking our jobs, man, these robots." And Jerry,
And
what's
they are
his name?
damn good at cleaning teeth.
Gary over here was like, "It's probably because you've been stealing the nitrous." And Clark is just like, "Baseless rumors."
Can't prove
Anyway. Clark has lost his job. He also wheeled in like two
and
cans
his
of
supply of nitrous.
Yeah, I mean, so he got like two cans into his car before he got caught stealing the third. So,
He's got a week's supply.
they have plans for Saturday now, all three of them.
Okay, there you go.
So, they start,
Don't do drugs, kids.
puffing a bit, and the mood starts to lighten, we come to terms with the fact that, what was his name? Clark is losing his job to
What
Chad.
has he does he have a plan?
No, not really. Not yet, at least. Davies is like, "Does that mean I'm not on your dental plan anymore?" And he's like, "We're roommates. You were never on my fucking dental plan."
That's
Anyway,
what you think.
literally. I mean, Gary is like, "I may have been doing a bit of tax fraud on the side. Don't worry about it, guys." Anyway,
Gotta get
point
by.
is, it's now like it's like well past 11 at night.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, they've finished like two whole like scuba diver tanks nitrous. Honestly, that might be dead. That might be enough to kill a
They
regular
took a
person.
dive.
Yeah, they did. Oh, they took a dive. So Clark is like, "Guys, what are we gonna do? These AIs gonna take our jobs. I don't even know. Like, do you guys even see grass anymore?" And Davies is like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" He's like, "Yeah, I know you see it. You see it like when you go outside, but do you like see it, man? You see it for what it is. I feel like we're losing, like, there's beauty in the world. We're not seeing it. We're on like our TikToks, we're getting our teeth cleaned, and I just lost my job. I feel like we got focused on this grass more."
Yep.
And Gary's like, "You mean weed?" He's like, "No, man, I'm not talking about that. Talking about
I mean grass.
the thing with 11,500 to 13,000 known species."
How do you know that?
He's like, "I'm, just, I was reading Wikipedia while I was huffing the nitrous in the supply car." Anyway, Clark's going on this rant about times have changed. Time check?
14 minutes.
Okay, cool. And long story short, he finally comes up with a solution for his problems. He looks at Davies and Gary. He's like, "We should start a circus." Now, they laugh, and then they see his face, and they're like, "Oh shit, he is."
Oh, he means it.
I mean, to be fair, Clark does have an impressive amount of follow-through. He became a dental hygienist off a joke in college. So, I mean, they don't, it's
They don't
scary.
doubt that he could do it.
They don't doubt his drive. Let me say
His
that.
resolve.
Resolve. Now, really, we're getting to the birth of this circus trio right here. And Clark says to Davies, is like, "So, are you in?" He's like, "No, who's gonna go to the fucking circus? I have a real job. I work in an office." And Clark is like, "Not anymore, you don't. ChatGPT." Boom. And he's like, "What does that mean?" He's like, "You just wait and see." And he has Gary, and Gary's like, "Yeah, fuck it. I'm unemployed right now, so I could do
Sure, why
it."
not? I already
So
know how to juggle.
right, why not? They finished their nitrous. It's Sunday morning. They're quite hungover. They also had some drinks. And they set to work, starting to build the circus. So first question,
Hitting
time
the
check.
ground running.
They hit the ground running. Yeah, let me tell you, they do. So And speaking of that, so as they were out running that day, they run as a trio, like down the,
Like
dirty.
jogging for exercise?
Maybe stealing more nitrous, a bit of both, right? You gotta keep the heart healthy.
Kill two birds, you know?
Yeah. They they see this guy on the street, and this guy, Clark like stops the whole group. He's like, "Hold up. He's great for the circus." And they're like
Is it like a sixth sense?
And they're like, "Wait, why?" He's like, "Don't listen. I got a knack for that. He is gonna be great for the circus."
Could just tell.
And Davey's like, "Oh shit, we're seriously doing this now, aren't we?" So Clark walks directly up to this man. He's just like a guy, like in a suit, going to work. It's Sunday, so he's
You
probably
say he was an older guy?
maybe like a mid-50s,
Okay.
thick like Coke bottle frame glasses. And he says to him, he says, "Nice to meet you, sir. What's your name?" And the guy says, "James." And Clark says, "That's not gonna do. You're gonna be Glary because of the glasses. And we have already got a Gary. So Glary, Gary, Gary.
Oh
You wanna join our circus?" And the man says, "No." And he says, "Again, but I think you do." And then, out of the blue, man gets on the bus and walks away.
Oh
Seems like
no.
a sad story. The next day, Monday rolls around. They meet the man at the bus stop again. That's their daily jog.
Oh,
He's
so they
on
see
a
him again,
float right
same
now. Only
spot.
Davies went to work today. And he's like, "I just got laid off. Apparently, they're replacing me with ChatGPT. I'm in." Davies eventually gets laid off that day too. So,
Oh, dang. Yep,
we
there you
got
go.
a solid quattro of circus performers.
Find a
Glary.
chat GPT that can be a circus.
Exactly. Time check.
11 minutes.
Okay, cool. So, we've got 5 years to go here. This is really the birth of what came to be
Oh, we're
known.
doing a time skip?
Yeah, we'll do it soon. I'm gonna go over a few more entries to the circus. So they've got five, they four. They go get lunch at a pizzeria in downtown, insert Jersey suburb name city here.
Fort
And
Minor.
Clark is like, he looks at two guys online. He's like, "You guys cousins?" And one of them is Korean, the other one's Jamaican, and he's like, "I feel like you're cousin. I got a knack for that." And they're like, "No." And he's like, "You want to join my circus?" And they're like, "Ah, fuck it, why not?" So they, now we're up to six. Now,
What were the Korean and Jamaican pe guys' names?
Sean and Jake. No, they were.
The
I mean, they
crew
were American. They
grows.
were Korean American, and Jamaican American. But the premise still applied. They didn't look like cousins to the untrained eye, unlike Clark.
If you have a knack, you can tell, though.
He's got a knack for that. So anyway, time check.
9 minutes and 45 seconds.
So, they're proceeding on. They're picking up a ragtag group of travelers along the way. They've completely forgotten about their 2 year lease. So, they're financially, the circus is not starting out high. Let me just say that. They like
Did they
meet.
have to take out some loans?
No, I mean, what did Clark say when they got their like the eviction notice and they couldn't draw any money out from the bank? He said something along the lines to Qualahedro, and so another
Is it
thing,
like a magic password?
no, so that's like that's their person who Clark is determined is going to be their knife thrower. Meanwhile, he is a
Wait,
quadriplegic.
that's not Jake
No,
or
it's a
the other
new
guy.
character. This is like a couple months down the line, obviously.
Is Qualahedro like their prize horse circus guy?
Qualahedro, his real name is Jason, and he's from Philly, and he's got only one hand. He was a
Oh,
carpenter,
dang.
but Clark insists, I mean, that he's going to be their star knife thrower because he's
There
got
you
a knife.
go. He's got a knack.
Listen, they've done practice. We lost two members of the burgeoning circus that day.
God.
But they insist he's got a
That's
knack.
part of the town's population.
Listen, he can make people throw knives well. Or he says he has a knack for that. Anyway, so long story short, they're on the road, right? They're living out of Clark's Subaru Forester and like eight other cars, but that's still not enough. It's like 3 years towards the future in our
Are
timeline.
they touring?
Well, you would, if they actually sold tickets, you could say that. Instead, they're more like a traveling band of miscreants, just causing a ruckus anytime they can find like a big enough lot to pull into. They've had several run-ins with law enforcement.
Yeah.
And
It's
then
almost sounding cultish.
it's a bit cultish. There's no religion about it. And what is impressive though is somehow when the cops come, like there was this incident, what was it like two weeks ago they had this one before our event in question, time check.
7 minutes, 20 seconds.
And two cops pull up outside of a Chuck E. Cheese parking lot. Most it's an abandoned Chuck E. Cheese, so it's not weird like that.
Yeah.
But so this
Inside,
SWAT
I bet it's
car
very weird.
inside. Oh yeah, a parking lot, somewhere in Illinois, and the cops say, "Do you have a permit?" And Clark immediately steps the lead out of this 30-person troop of people from all corners of
It's
Germany.
gotten that big.
Oh, it's pretty big. And he says, "Permit? I got a knack for that." And they say, "What do you mean? You need a permit to park this many? This is clearly not up to code, sir. Are you in charge here? You're gonna need to come with us." And then Clark looks at them in the eyes and says, "How about you want to join the circus?" And that's how Officer McGivens and Officer O'Brien became Clamson and Budapest, the
He's
talking
got Manson level charisma.
dogs. So much charisma. And the funny thing is, he says he has a knack for anything else, but if he does have a knack for something, it's probably getting people to join his circus. Now, time check.
6 minutes.
Okay, so you remind me of the exact prompt.
The grass that haunted the village.
Okay, it's now the year 2030. Now, Clark has built an amazingly large circus. It is cult-like, and the problem really from a law enforcement government perspective is pretty much anytime anybody comes to complain about the circus, they walk away and end up joining. It's just,
It that's
so
just the way it
it's
is.
just the way it is. They're probably about like, I don't know, maybe like 350 people right now, give or take. They got a couple stragglers. They lose some and gain some. Like, what did I say? Quahalidro has not been getting any better with the knives. So, there's a steady stream
At
of,
least that's entertaining to watch.
deaths and additions. But 350, and then like 2 days before they ended up in Fort Minor, Minnesota, I remembered. They ran into a large EDM festival out of St. Paul and picked up like another 1,500.
What's the name of the EDM festival?
Come and get your muffins, Paul. There was a large campground. They needed space. It's not really relevant. Time check.
4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay. Now, so they finally, they're like, shit, guys, we got like, I don't know, 1,600 now. We should probably find a place to park. And I think my Forester is going to run out of gas. And they're like, okay, lead the way. And they pull up to a small town, Fort Minor, Minnesota. And they get into the, they find like a large, sort of like a green space where they would host like a county fair or something. But one day you're walking by, let me know when there's 2 minutes left.
Okay.
And it's just beautiful green, rolling hills, a little cold, a little balmy, but it's still green. Next day you walk by, it's full of like eight people trying to juggle knives on the highway and failing miserably. There's blood everywhere, no proper sewage system, all over that beautiful grass. So, although Clark was really good at getting people to join the circus, the living conditions were like well below
It
third.
was squalor.
So, utter squalor. But still, people were having a great time. There was
Yeah.
continuous flow of nitrous coming in, which nobody really figured out how he still had those connects. But
Some sort of underground pocket.
I think he asked his boss at the dental company if he wanted to join the circus. He was like a retainer member. Some people stay in the town and help out that way. Time check.
3 minutes.
Okay. So Clark and Quahalidro's knife throwing pair trio circus finale pulled up in town. They had that sign like out front. It was all spelled out, but they ran out of poster board, so it was really hard to read at the end. Anyway, nobody came. That's not really the point. The
Yeah.
point is that circus at a current rate of like 1580 people, all in that tiny little green space, utter squalor. Listen, they didn't really leave the grounds in the best space. Eventually, 2 days later, they pick up and move on. But with the recent addition of those several hundred from that EDM festival, come and get your muffins, St. Paul. There's only so long you can go having that much people live in tight quarters before you eventually invite in humanity's worst enemy, cholera. Well, the group just
2 minutes.
goes off on their way, out to go plague another city. And,
They're carrying it with them.
oh, yeah, they're spreading that shit. Real, it's the land of a thousand lakes, or like near there, I think. So the water is really helping the dissemination. Anyway, the point is.
RFK Health Secretary isn't helping very
Well,
much.
I heard he joined the circus. They met him at one point. Anyway, the point here is that group leaves. Time check.
1 minute, 30 seconds.
Local groundskeeper James Fitzsimmons comes up to the park. He's like, "What a fucking mess they made." They get a community volunteer outreach there, go start picking stuff up, cleaning up. Everybody goes home. And within like 2 more days, yeah, everybody's dead because of a circus. Powered by a magical, charismatic guru, where everybody's having a great time and high on nitrous, but they are spreading cholera like wildfire. And that is how the grass of the town haunted everyone. Oh, gosh.
Very, very nice.
Oh,
Alrighty. I'm ready whenever
you
you are, Gorb.
ready? Okay. I feel like I didn't breathe that whole time.
The old feelings come reeling back.
All right, you're ready. We're gonna do 22:33 on the clock. Your prompt is to tell me the legend of the golden hamster.
The
Go.
legend of the golden hamster.
Yep, that's what you got.
The legend of the golden hamster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Is
it.
my timer running?
Yep, you're running 22:22.
Okay. There was a baby that could talk. There was a baby that could talk.
Like a newborn?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, now here's the thing. We're in like the somewhere around like the Mediterranean,
Okay.
like a Greek island perhaps.
Okay. All
Okay.
right. That's fair.
Somewhere around Crete.
What
And
time? What period?
this is the 1901. This is
Oh,
1901.
turn of the
Okay.
century.
Now, when I say 1901, this baby that could talk was born the minute it turned from 1900 to 1901.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Now, this might have been on Crete, but it was an American family.
Okay. So that's how we're
Okay.
gonna get over, Gorb not knowing Greek.
Exactly. Yeah, Gorb,
I don't know Greek either. Anyway,
you.
continue.
And the mom is, going through labor, as it were. The doctor brings out this little child, okay? And she would later come to be known as Fever Within, like full name.
Fever with an F.
Fever Within.
Okay, yep, got it.
And
Was that her birth name or was that a couple?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, now the way she got the name's kind of funky because she's born. She looks the doctor and in perfect American English says, "Who are you?" Right?
Was the doctor a bit freaked out?
The doctor didn't understand because he was Greek.
It. Okay, anyway, continue.
But still, the doctor noticed that the baby was talking and was
Sure,
very
sure.
horrified, right? Now, the doctor only knew like a few English words,
Okay.
right? Not very many. He knew like some medical terms and he knew like some other stuff.
Yep.
And the mother was kind of like passed out. The father was not really in the hospital at the time.
Okay.
He was out doing sacrificial rites, but I'll talk about that later.
Oh, so they're in a cult.
No, maybe.
Okay, maybe. Okay.
That's the
Part of a
name, but I'll
circus?
get to
Anyway,
it.
so
So
when he just shoots it.
the doctor just goes, "She has fever within," right? That's all the English he really know, right?
Those three words.
And right when he says that, the mom, like how Darth Vader kind of does like the force choke on like different people who don't do their jobs, right? She basically just like force chokes him. Done, right? He is gone
Oh, he's
and
dead.
he collapses on the floor.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this cult, they're clearly, they've got some powers.
Exactly. Well, we're going to find out how they achieve that. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
Yeah.
fever within goes, "Thanks, Mom," and then like crawls up the bed kind of like a little like spider baby.
She a demon?
Right?
So
And she just like hops on the mom's head and they walk out of the hospital.
the mom, she wasn't surprised by,
Oh no. She
Okay.
was expecting it.
Okay. That's all going according to plan, I guess.
This th they are part of it. Cult isn't the right word.
Okay.
It's
What is the
like
right word?
it's like a
Group of like-minded individuals?
it's more like an exclusive group.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, Fever Within and the mom go to join the dad who is just finishing the rites. Okay.
Yep.
Now, their exclusive group is called No Maybe, okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, the reason why they're called that is because the way that they get their powers is by gathering hundreds of thousands of hamsters. They gather all of them and they put them in a giant like cauldron. Like imagine like what a witch would use to like boil like local village children.
But instead,
They
it's
fill
larger.
it to the brim with hamsters.
Okay. Do they do anything with said hamster juice afterwards? Or
They boil them alive, which is terrible, right?
yeah.
Obviously an extremely horrid thing to do. Hundreds of thousands of hamsters.
How do they get all the
They
hamsters?
breed them themselves for millennia
Oh.
because there are only about four or five of them. Now there are now this is the fifth one, Fever Within. Okay.
Yep, that makes sense.
No, maybe each member. There's the
Yep.
mom,
Yep.
there's the dad, there's
Yep.
Fever Within, and there are the two siblings that were taken
Oh,
out. Okay.
they're taken out. Like
Now,
murdered, like the hamsters?
not by the hamsters.
Oh, okay.
By a group of hunters, the only group that knows that they exist, okay? And they hunt them down across the globe.
Oh, so that's why they're in Crete right now.
They're actually fully funded by PETA.
In 1901.
Yes, PETA's been an organization for much longer than you think.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. I clearly didn't know about this hamster genocide either. Okay. All right.
So
So, yeah. What's happening now with Fever Within?
they
Great band
Fever
name, by the
Within
way.
and the mom, each one of them, the first words that they're spoken to in English become their names, right?
Okay. That sounds
So
reasonable.
mom's name is uh-oh. Because that was the thing the doctor said before she killed the doctor when she was born, right? Because you
Okay.
they don't have anything against the medical community, but
Just doing regular
they don't
exclusive
want
group
anybody
chat.
to know who they are, right?
That
So they're
makes
like
sense.
covering their tracks, so to speak.
What's the dad's
The
name?
dad's name is, what has he got there? What is he is his first name, and got there is his last name.
Listen,
They
you
all
get
have,
to line
they
where
don't
you
share a last name. They don't share a surname.
easier to hide that way, I guess.
Exactly. Now the other two siblings, quote unquote, were taken out by the one remaining PETA hunter,
Yes.
named Ch Johnny Brown, Johnny Brown B.
Johnny Brown B.
Okay. Now, Johnny Brown B was trained by a succession of masters, right? There was his master before that, before him, there was Johnny Brown A, and then there was Johnny Brown Z. Like, they go
Oh,
through the
so they
alphabet
just
and then
cycle. Yeah,
they
they just
cycle
cycle.
back through. So there's been a lot of them.
Okay.
Because the no babies, they are immortal, right?
Oh.
They achieve their immortality by doing the ritual I'm about to tell you about.
The hamster one.
Yes, but the PETA hunters, the punters, if you will,
That facts.
they are not immortal. Okay, so they go through many generations.
And they
Some of
develop an
them will spend their
alphabetical
entire
system.
lives just tracing and tracking without ever finding them. Now, Johnny Brown B was the first hunter to take out two in his lifetime, right? He is damn good at what he does.
What is he? Does he use like a rifle or like a bow and arrow? How does he,
Oh, there's only one
knife?
way to kill a no maybe.
Well, how do you do that?
You ask them a trivia question.
Any topic.
Any topic within limits.
Ooh,
It's
what are the
a very
limits?
specific type of game you have to play, and the rules were written as soon as the ritual was first performed.
Okay.
We won't get too far into the lore.
Well, the lore is clearly pretty heavy, but how does he get close enough so that they like don't
As
just
soon
like
as he
freeze
finds
his head?
them, he can ask any question that begins with, "What did you do when?" Right? Now, here's the thing. After he asks that question and then they answer, then he just has to stab them over and over again.
They have to answer in the form of a question, like Jeopardy.
The answer doesn't really matter.
It's just a formality, you know,
It's
it's
like a
pretty
personal
long.
trivia question, but if you don't ask them that question, then you cannot hurt them.
Okay, yeah. So, all right, that tracks. Anyway, so
So,
within.
anyway, Fever Within and Uh-Oh arrive at what you got there is ritual. Okay. The
Anyway.
boiled hamster water, after they've got the full cauldron through, he's in the second step, which is where you have to concentrate it, right?
Oh, what do they do about all the bones and stuff?
So the bones, they boil it in. It's so hot that it just all
Oh,
becomes
yeah,
liquid.
it's like supernatural fire. Yeah.
And then the way that they concentrate it is they feed it all to one hamster.
How
You can
long
imagine how long that might take, right?
that take? Yeah, takes a minute.
Okay, 100,000 hamsters. Now, here's the thing. One hamster is not going to live long enough to drink all that, but the juice gives them immortality. So there's one hamster that's called the golden hamster, right? Because, and the punters don't know this, but it's the source of their power, right?
That
So
makes
long as
sense.
they keep this golden hamster alive, they can never truly die.
Copious amounts of cannibalism. Hamster
Yeah,
cannibalism.
they're
Yeah.
reincarnated if they die.
Okay. All
So
right. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. All
anyway,
right.
they arrive at the ritual, which is deep in the woods
Of Crete.
of Crete.
Okay.
Okay.
The dry woods. Anyway.
Yeah. How much time do I have left?
Some dry heat. 10 minutes and 54 seconds.
Okay. Now, the way that the ritual works is, and the reason why Fever Within can talk is because she's a reincarnation of one of the original five, right? The
Which
five who
one?
originally performed the ritual keep bringing each other back
Mm.
through babies.
Mm.
But
Yes.
they take on a different name when they're born.
Yes.
So the dad hands the hamster juice over to Fear Within. She takes her drink. After she takes her drink, she has to bring it over to
Wait,
the golden
is she gonna
hamster.
age or is she gonna be a baby forever now? Because she just drank right now.
She just ages at a much slower process.
Okay, all right.
Once you hit around 30, it kind of plateaus out.
Plateaus, okay, that's fair. All right.
But you stay a baby for a while.
How long are they talking?
Maybe like your first 50, 60 years.
Ooh, well, I guess she can also do the spider crawl, so
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know. Okay, anyway.
So now
Anyway.
she has to go bring it over to the golden hamster.
Yes.
And
One does.
what you got there brings her over, and he's like, wait, what the hell? I swear I put it right here. She's like, you didn't leave the vermouth. That's what they call it.
Isn't that a liquor?
It's the first thing the hamster heard in English.
Love it.
So they're like, oh crap, if we can't find
Okay.
this,
Vermouth.
and if John Brown B, Johnny Brown B, like squishes this hamster, it's all over.
Yep. No.
Just when they say his name aloud, they look up in the tree. And in sort of like a hunter's deer hunting platform,
Yep, there's
John Brown B is standing right there with the
Ooh.
golden hamster pinched between his fingers, dangling it over the edge of the tree, right?
How do you kill? Do you have to ask the hamster a trivia question?
No, you just squish it.
Okay, all right, never mind.
And he goes, I just overheard you guys, and I know that this is where you must get all your power from, huh?
Wait, what? Where is
And Uh-Oh goes, please, please, don't do anything to that hamster. And he goes, You wouldn't want me to do this, would you? And he picks up the hamster and he acts like he's about to drop it into his mouth.
Ah.
Just then, as soon as he looks up at the hamster, Fever Within jumps,
Now with those spider crawls.
thrust jumps from her mom's head like a dart.
A poison dart frog just jumping into
Puts her hands above her head like an Olympic diver and jettisons herself into the stomach of Johnny Brown B.
like she just went straight through, like a crossbow.
Pierces into his stomach. Johnny Brown B falls out of his tree-like thing, and he turns to Fever Within, and he goes, "What did you do when?" And she's like, "No,
Wait, what?
it's the question."
Oh, okay. Does that mean she's a normal baby at that point now?
Yes. Now
Okay.
here's the thing: he has to ask questions that could get an answer. So he goes, "What did you do when you were born?" And as if she'd been frozen in a game of freeze tag, she goes, I looked at the doctor and I spider jumped at him. And then Johnny Brown B takes out his knife, but he's holding his stomach and he starts to run towards Fever Within, and I'll spare you the details, but
What
let's
happened to
just
the
say
hamster?
Let's just say Uh-Oh gets in front of him.
Oh.
But Uh-Oh can't die because he didn't get asked the question.
Oh, no, that's fair.
Johnny Brown B gets thrown 30 yards through the forest.
They have super strength too, I'm guessing.
Much like Van Helsing, he takes out dual crossbows and
God.
fires both into the head of Uh-Oh.
But he didn't ask a question first, though.
That's the thing.
Oh.
He didn't die, but dang, did it confuse him quite a bit. It's at this point that oh wait, that's not the dad's name.
Wait, what happened?
Uh-oh, the mom gathers them up and starts to sprint outward. She's just carrying them because she's strong.
Yep, that makes sense.
They get onto whatever type of boat existed in the 1901s.
A boat, yes.
And they sail forth
Do
away
they
from the island of Crete.
did what about Vermouth? Did they pick him up?
Exactly.
Ah.
Johnny Brown B dropped vermouth when he was knocked off of the treehouse. But he didn't remember seeing any of them grab the hamster when they ran.
Are hamsters native to this part of Crete?
Not yet.
Okay,
How much time do I have?
4 minutes and 53
What
seconds.
was the exact prompt?
Tell me the legend of the golden hamster.
Okay, we're perfect.
Oh, no, we're doing good.
So here's the thing. Johnny Brown B spends the next 6 years of his life searching that forest for the hamster. He does not find it.
Has the family come back to try, or as long
They
as the
he
hamster
never
lives?
saw them again. He thought the kind of like, you're hiking, you stay put kind of thing. They never came back.
A
And
snake
he
killer.
started to question himself. He was like, maybe they did grab it, maybe like,
Yeah, no, that's sad.
So he decides to resume his old job in the sixth year, but then that next day he meets a beautiful woman named Margaret.
Margaret.
Okay. He decides he's the last remaining person who's a punter. There's no one else left.
There's
So
no Johnny BC.
he needs to start trying to make a successor.
And train him in the ways of hunting hamster cultists.
Exactly.
Yes.
How much time do I have left?
Good question. You have 3 minutes and 27 seconds.
So he raises three sons.
Okay. What were their names?
Johnny Brown C, Johnny Brown D, and Johnny Brown E. Okay, he passes away from old age.
Okay.
Margaret passes away from old age, but he trained them like Spartan children, much like Crete would have wanted, because that's where he met his wife.
That makes sense. They're
They
trained.
so Johnny Brown C, D, and E. They know how to track now. They know all these things. Turns out they track the family. They finally find a bunch of pet stores in a local area because now we're up to like the 1970s, 1980s. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because
All right.
they're in their 70s. Wait, no, the math. They're in their like late 50s, 60s, early
That makes
60s.
sense. Yeah. You got
Okay.
it. Yeah. Yeah.
So they're getting up there.
Did any of them have a Johnny B, F, G, H, or I?
No.
No.
They weren't able
The line
to.
dies here.
They weren't able to. Now, they finally, on an internet search in Atlanta, Georgia, were able to find an area where almost all of the hamsters from local pet stores had been bought, right?
Those
They're
internet
like,
searches in the
this is it.
1970s,
Petco, in a suburb of Atlanta, Georgia, is the only one they noticed had not sold out of hamsters yet. They stake it out, right? They see, because the dad had taken black and white photographs of uh-oh,
Yes.
what you got there, and Fever Within. Now, Fever Within is more or less still a toddler. Okay, both uh-oh and what you got there are still in their 30s. They follow them out to the woods. They find their cauldron and they see the golden hamster. Turns out their dad must have been wrong. How much time do I have left?
You have 1 minute and 13 seconds left.
They all load up their crossbows. I know firearms are a thing by now, but there's a certain, bow hunters do what they do for a reason.
Listen, it's the
It's
authenticity,
for the sport.
the support. Okay,
Okay, and
30
all three
seconds.
of them ask all three of the no maybes at the same time. What did you do when you saw our dad and you took the hamster with you? And they go, we didn't take the hamster. And the three boys go, no! But they fire their crossbows and then they kidnap them and take them back to Crete. How much
25
time do I have
seconds.
left?
20 seconds.
And they search around for the golden hamster. But the president of Crete at that time, do you want to know what his real name was?
Vermouth.
Vermouth.
Well
Dun,
I
dun,
want to hear a follow-up
dun.
about how that hamster infiltrated the Greek Oval Office. All
A
right,
lot of mysteries there.
so many mysteries.
What did you do when?
Oh!